My name is Melanie Berg. My number is 236-846. I went to the officer's desk and told them I had a sore throat. They automatically told me, they called healthcare, they automatically told me to pack up. They took me to segregation. They was under the impression I had COVID. But at that time, they took a COVID test. I tested negative. So I was thinking in about 3 or 4 days, they would test me again and maybe let me out. It went on and on. For 23 days, I stayed in segregation, tested negative 4 times to no avail of getting out. I have an ongoing medical problem with my throat. You know, I'm chronic care. They didn't seem to want to hear that, none of that. So I was mistreated. I'm 62 years old. I have high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, all of these problems. I'm sitting in there getting cold food every single day. The only good thing about it is they let us shower every day. Nothing else was good about it. We got treated just like a prisoner that had a fight or whatever. This place, you get mistreated so bad. I just stay in my room. I go to Medline for my seizure medication and my high blood pressure medication and such, et cetera, and go back to my room because I'm scared when I come out, there's going to be some type of retaliation. Anything that you do around here, it's going to be a cost behind it. So I was scared to grieve them or whatever, but they mistreated me really, really bad. I told every sergeant, every lieutenant I've seen to no avail. They didn't let me out. So I started having to get breathing treatments. It was really bad. I don't know what went wrong or whatever, how they felt about it, but they finally let me out. Now I'm going on med run after med run. They trying to find out what they're going to do about getting me some surgery for my throat. So this place, it's sad. And you're scared to eat in the chow hall because when the food comes in, it says not for human consumption. So if it's not for human consumption, who is it for? That's what it say on the meat boxes. So you're scared to eat this food. So I'm in segregation all this time. If I didn't have a little bit of cereal, I would have starved to death. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.